And happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone. This is Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and the one and only Monique Donnelly.
Hey, hey.
All those veterans out there, we want to say a salute.
And
all those
families.
Thank you.
This is Memorial Day weekend, and it's an important date. We're going to spend a little time talking about that. I think, first of all, we want to hit on some things on a website and really kind of get everybody to focus. We've had a few shows now, and we want our listeners to know we're about getting connected. That's what the website's all about. So we're asking you to focus there, to get connected. Go there and register. Art is our engineer that's in studio today. He hasn't done that yet.
Oh, yeah.
But we're sure
we're
he's
on
going
it.
To now, since I've embarrassed him on the air.
Oh, yeah. This is live.
He's going to sign up. So that's what we're about.
He doesn't edit you out.
Yeah. I could sound like a chipmunk from now on.
He has the control. Thank you, Art. We do love you. And it is worshipfactory.net for networking. We call it Network Solutions for Today's Christian Creatives or Christian Artist. Go get plugged up, get plugged in the website, and network with each other. Communicate. It is a social networking, just like Facebook or MySpace or Twitter. But this happens to be specifically for you Christian artists out there.
And what's great is, since you mentioned Facebook, you can now sign up on our social networking site, Connect, through your Facebook account.
Whoa, hallelujah.
Easier. I mean, I can't do it for you, but that's as easy as it's going to get, okay?
And it's free, by the way. We always say that. It costs nothing for you
like
to join.
Word.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely free. And we're going to talk a little bit about giving a book away from one of our artists today, too. Maybe on the website. We talked about the 100th signer-upper.
Yes.
Member.
There's an added motive because our guest today is Alvin Che. You're going to want to hear, gosh, should we say it already? Take six.
Take who?
Take six. I am giddy. Will be honest and say I'm a little starstruck. Not gonna lie. My one of my very first high school dates. The guy wanted
was Alvin Chia?
No. He wanted to impress me, so he took me. He knew I loved Take Six, so he took me to a Take Six concert.
Oh my goodness!
What I grew up on. The Winans, Take Six. And we have a Take Six member in the house.
Wow.
Alvin Chia, by the way, and that is the bassist for Take Six, the band Take Six, about 12 Grammy Awards underneath their belt and probably about 20 Dove Awards to their recognition, which is pretty amazing. Probably the most recognized R&B Christian contemporary gospel band probably in the world, I would say, with those kind of credentials.
Yeah, pretty darn famous.
But anyway, get connected on worshipfactory.net. Worshipfactory.net, and you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM.
And talking about music, we have some other music coming up. About a week away, June 5th, you're going to be able to hear The Sky Pilot.
Mm.
Now, this isn't the song from the 70s, okay? This is a group, these two young guys from Australia putting out some great Christian music. And so we're going to have them live in concert, Worship on the Lawn, at His Way Community Church in Santa Clarita. You can check out the website, get more information on the location. But this is another
free
event that we're putting on because we feel that's what God wants us to do. So check that out as well.
I feel like that old thing, Sunday, that old free. It's kind of neat, I tell you. But we are talking today on, this being Memorial Day weekend too as well, Rod. I think we definitely want to give a shout out to all those military veterans that are out there, their family members, the ones that are currently serving as well. God bless you guys and girls for doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Unbelievable. We can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough. America can't thank you enough. God can't thank you enough. You are fighting for our freedom, just like our Lord Jesus Christ did for us. You guys continue to do it on the foot grounds in the countries all around the world, and specifically in Afghanistan and Iraq. We thank you so much for those troops that are out there and those that have lost their lives and the family members that have lost their lives due to this combat.
Let me just spend a minute, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I want to talk about the history of Memorial Day. Some of you may know this. If you don't, you need to know this. Our country was founded in war. And, of course, we've had a civil war where we actually killed each other. And we fought with lots of countries around the world. So war is a big part of our history. And what Memorial Day is about is people who have given their lives for that cause. And it's pretty interesting. They used to call it Decoration Day. And what it was is they'd go out to the graveyards and put flowers and decorations on all of the veterans' graves. And they didn't have anything unified. And the Civil War really busted apart because the South wouldn't recognize North soldiers, and North soldiers wouldn't recognize the South soldiers. So there was graves that were undecorated during what was supposed to be the time period when graves were decorated. They couldn't even agree on a day to call Decoration Day. They each had their own thing. There was this huge division. So finally, 1868, some guy, I don't know who he is, General John Logan, came up with this declaration and unified Decoration Day down to one day and called it Memorial Day. And what's neat about that is the reconciliation of that, so that now anybody that died for this country, whether they were Northern or Southern, was now being recognized commonly. And that's a big point, because war is very divisive. We have it going on right now. A lot of people don't think we should be losing lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. But we have a cause, and our country is there fighting. And when somebody dies for the United States of America, they deserve to be memorialized and recognized. Mm,
amen. You know, the Bible talks about wars and rumors of wars. I mean, it's pretty amazing that it continues to go on and on, you know. And you know, that being said, Rod, you know, we are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kempton, Rod, and Monique. But this, you know, Worship Factory, you know, is all about the arts. And, you know, those that are out there that may be an artist that happened to be serving. Maybe you're an artist that has chosen to take a different route and to be able to serve our country and to risk your life. We can't thank you enough for that. But I had a good friend that I want to mention. There was some time ago we were working on a show. We still are working on it, but several years ago we were working on a television show and developing it. And a friend of mine who's a technical advisor. He also was a bodyguard, but he was also a reservist in the United States Army Special Forces, Rocco Barnes. But anyway, Rocco, long story short, you know, he always wanted to be in the entertainment business, you know, being a bodyguard and stuff like that. He got to use and rub elbows with the stars, and he thought it was really cool. And so he developed his own production company and started doing several things, and then he got called overseas again. He served three tours of duty in Iraq, and then two tours of duty in Afghanistan. And on his third tour to Afghanistan, just recently, within the last year and a half, he was actually killed in a rollover. Mm. And I say that, you know, God rest his soul. My heart goes out to his family, being a friend as well. I mean, associate. But I tell you, being an artist, God, as far as that goes, has so much called us to love one another. And he was an artist in every form of the word, but he was also a fighter. And he was a military man, first and foremost, and his uniform will always be hanging. Just an amazing story, and we thank him for his service.
Yeah, and you know what? What you just said just triggered something for me. We probably, most of us have a story or somebody that we know, and we need to tell those stories. That's what Memorial Day is about. The way you can remember these guys the best is by sharing with somebody and telling that story and encouraging somebody.
You know, and not forgetting. One thing we forget about, the POWs and the military guys that have served and the guys that have been lost and the families and the guys that are still fighting, guys and girls that are still fighting over there, do not forget our men and women that are in uniform. They are fighting for our freedom in this country. We thank them this Memorial Day weekend. We cannot thank you enough. Again, we say thank you from this Worship Factory family.
You're listening to KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is Worship Factory. We're here to encourage you, to hopefully get you to connect on our website. Again, that's worshipfactory.net. We're here for you. How can we support you? We even invite you to tell us your story. You sign up, you have a chance to fill out a profile, and we'd love to hear your story, see your pictures, hear your music. So please sign up and let us hear from you.
And, Rod, we're really happy that next week we're going to actually get into Judith Hill.
From wow.
Everyone remember her from This Is It with Michael Jackson, Monique's
She's
good
amazing.
Friend.
Amazing.
How do you know these people?
You know?
Really?
No, I'm not very cool myself, but I have very cool friends.
Yeah, but you see, we think you're really cool, but now you got these friends, we think you're like a superstar. I mean,
not
what's
really.
Going on here?
She's only 2 foot tall in stature, but she's a giant in the industry, I tell you. She knows everybody.
Don't listen to them.
We're going to take you out this segment, though. This is WorshipFactory.net with Kempton, Rod, and Monique, and this is More Than Ever with Take Six, a Grammy Award winning Take Six.
I need you. One, two, or three. Maybe 100 times, she'd say 1,000 times that my insecurity showing out over and over again. And the problem wasn't her, and the fact that I never trusted you. And I know that must have disgusted you, but I had to hurt till I learned. Oh, no. More than ever.
After what I've been through,
I know.
All